The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another. As a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked, or ill or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel is deceptively simple. It is very clear what Christ expects of his followers, what he expects of us. He expects that we feed and clothe the poor, welcome the stranger, care for the sick, and visit the imprisoned. If we go to church every Monday, but don't do any of these things, we're not following his commands. If we go to church every Sunday and don't do any of these things, we're not following his commands. If we do not do what the Lord has asked of us, if we don't go out and feed the poor, clothe the naked, visit the sick and imprisoned, can we really call ourselves followers of Christ? Can we really say that we are doing any good in the world? My brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask that question again. Can we truly call ourselves followers of Christ if we do not do the things that he has commanded us? Christ is very simple and straightforward in the gospel today. If we want to get to heaven and spend eternity with him, we have to do the things he has commanded us.